The word atom is from the Greek word atomos, which means indivisible. At one time, atoms were thought to be the indivisible constituents of matter. That is, they were regarded to be the elementary particles discoveries in the early part of the 20th century revealed that the atom is not elementary particle but has its constituents, protons, neutrons, and electrons. Until 1932, physicists viewed all matter as consisting of only three constituent particles, electrons, protons, and neutrons. With the expectation of free neutrons, these particles are stable. Beginning in 1945, many new particles were discovered in experiments involving high energy collisions between known particles. These new particles are characteristically very unstable and very short half-lives, ranging from 10⁻⁶ and 10⁻²³ per second. So far, more than 300 of the unstable temporary particles have been catalogued. During the last 30 years, many powerful particle accelerators have been constructed throughout the world, making it possible to observe collisions of particles with greater violence under controlled laboratory conditions. So as to reveal the subatomic world in finer detail. Up until 1960s, physicists were believed bewildered by the large number and variety of subatomic particles being discovered. They wondered if the particles were like animals in a zoo with no systematic relationship connecting them, or whether a pattern was emerging that would provide a better understanding of the elaborate structure in the subnuclear world. In the last two decades, physicists have made tremendous advances in our knowledge of the structure of matter by recognizing that all particles, with the exception of electrons, photons, and a few related particles, were made of smaller particles called quarks. Thus, protons and neutrons for the quark model has reduced the bewildering array of particles to a magnetable or manageable number, and has been successful in predicting new quark combinations later found in many experiments.